After 6 months of pro-revolution demonstrations calling for a transitional council, Yemen Youth Revolution announced at a press conference in Sana'a the formation of a temporary transitional council who they say will manage the country's affairs.
This day must be remembered as it marks the end of oppression and tyranny and the start of a new era based on freedom, equality and justice.
The council includes 17 key members from different political parties of the country, like former Defense Minister General Abdullah Ali Ilaywa, who was appointed as the chief commander of the armed forces, and Muhsin Abdullah Fahim as the chairman of Supreme Judicial Council.
With this transitional council, we can now go forward and topple this oppressive regime.
Activist Twakkal Karman says the transitional council has three major obligations to achieve. First is the abolishment of the current regime. Second, the formation of a council which will manage the affairs of the revolution. And third, the prosecution of Ali Saleh, his son, and his regime. Twakkal Karman tells us the three obligations of the transitional committee.
Our first goal is to bring down the regime of Ali Abdullah Saleh, and then we should form a council to take control of revolutionary affairs. And finally, we want Saleh's trial.
The transitional committee has also stated that they will form a national assembly which will consist of 501 members who will work on drafting a new constitution for the country in the near future. As the revolution has announced, it will escalate its revolutionary activities. Fears of clashes between the revolution and the current regime is said by experts to be underway as Ali Saleh plans to come back to Yemen soon. The transitional committee established today is said to be a key domino piece essential for the fall of the regime and for the prosecution of those involved in the six-month crackdown on peaceful protesters supporting the revolution. Yusuf Maori, Press TV, Sana'a.